All right, good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to our first library board meeting of 2026. If everyone would please stand, Mr. Chris is going to lead us in prayer.
Father, we thank you so much for an opportunity to serve. We thank you for the community, the rich culture that we have here. We thank you for the leadership of the library and the passionate patrons that come to support the friends of the library and those who are making this library system a success. Lord, we just pray for focus, for kindness, for openness, and receptivity this evening to be about the work here of the library, to be a room of requirement for our community, to be the things that we need to be to serve this community. So Lord, thank you. Bless this meeting. And may there be a spirit of love and kindness that persists throughout our time together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Ms. Ella, if you would, start with our meeting announcement.
Welcome to the Lafayette Public Library Board of Control meeting. As presiding Vice President, I would like to announce the following. This is a public meeting to address the Board of Control on any item on the agenda. Please complete and submit the public speaker form prior to the calling of the agenda item in order to have the opportunity to speak. Additional procedures and policies for addressing the board may be found on the public speaker form. Completed speaker forms and other items for submission to the board should be handed to Ms. Danny, who is seated at the table to our right. When addressing the board, state your name, parish of residence, and title for the official record. All comments must pertain to library business in general and the action item being considered in particular. The three-minute rule will be in effect. Members of the public are asked to remain quiet during the meeting to allow the board to conduct its business efficiently and to refrain from making comments while other members of the public are addressing the board from the podium. Anyone who willfully disrupts the meeting to the extent that the orderly conduct thereof is seriously compromised will be subject to removal in accordance with applicable law. Meeting procedures are governed generally by Robert's Rule of Order, but the presiding officer may deviate from Robert's Rule of Order when necessary, convenient, or desirable for the efficient proceeding of the meeting. Please silence all phones and electronic devices. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. So as one of our first things I'd like to do this evening would be to welcome a new board member that we have on the Board of Control with us, Ms. Rosalind Bergeron. Welcome to our board. So glad to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a part. We'll open up with some comments from the library board, if there are any. All quiet on the home front.
I'd like to make a few comments.
All right, Mr. Chris.
Nothing exciting. I just want to say I'm so proud of the leadership, getting to read the reports, getting to see how well things are doing and the staff. I just want to say I appreciate them. I love to travel and brag on how well we're doing and what an honor and a pleasure it is to just be involved in what you're doing. So I just want to say thank you to the staff, the hardworking staff, for what you do. We really appreciate you, so thank you.
Yes, absolutely. You're here. All right, thank you for that, Chris. We'll move on to our director's report from Ms. DeGlane.
Hello. Okay, so we have been working on updating the language on our website to make it a little clearer and working on improving our accelerated reader page, making it more straightforward on how to contact the library. We had it all over the place. We've reorganized our community relations area. They're getting ready to begin digitizing our media and press files. Larry and I met with the gentleman from Cloud Library to discuss improvements that are coming in the near future. it's not going to make anybody miss Libby any less. Just getting that out there. We are almost completely finished moving to EasyProxy as our remote access authentication for our electronic resources. I attended a couple of monthly marketing meetings. I was wondering why that was plural, but we didn't meet last month. West Regional Library is going to have a family fun day in April. You'll hear about that every month until we get there. I met with a couple of members of the foundation board to try to refocus on getting us both on the same page and working more closely together. The foundation has been very eager to support the library, and I've sort of been in the way. We redid the offices in the back of the library for the children's librarians. They used to have the low cubicles. It was one of the busiest areas of the library, so that was very unpleasant for them, but it's much nicer now, thanks to Larry. I attended the Friends meeting, board meeting. The Friends gave us their annual donation of a little over $27,000. That money goes towards programming supplies, performers, and to the book talk and its mailing. The marketing, so we were looking at doing brand recognition study as part of the marketing plan. Those cost a bit, but our marketing person at BBR, Cherie, knows a professor of marketing at UL. So Cherie, Emma, and I will be going to his first class period and his last class period. His semester project for one of his senior level marketing classes is going to be to do that for us as we build on our partnership with UL. And don't stress Larry into trying to find money for something that I did not budget for. We are currently developing staff onboarding and training changes to make them more regular. We'll get really good at it, and then we'll just sort of stop. So we're trying to fix that. I got a couple of questions about, I don't know how many people are familiar with Baker and Taylor, that's who we used to get our books from. They don't exist anymore. And so Ingram, we have been relying on Ingram, which is the second largest distributor for libraries. I guess they're the largest now. And they flat up told us towards the end of last fiscal year that they were not going to be able to just step in and fill the void that Baker and Taylor left. We are looking at other people like Follett, and Amazon apparently has a library services division that they're trying to start up that would provide processing, but they're not there yet. But Ingram has been hiring, and they've been bringing people on board. So all of the delays, in the beginning of the year, we were trying to buy books, but the biggest response we were getting was order received. But Ingram should be at a point where the turnaround for purchasing new books is about where it was pre-Baker and Taylor disappearing. And that is all I have, but I will be back after dawn for the Larry part of the reports.
Okay, I do have a question. What is it? What was the turnaround time? What has it been? And what is our goal to get it back to?
I don't know. But I can tell you it was months after Baker and Taylor disappeared. Probably within a couple of weeks is the turnaround time.
Okay.
Like for instance, and going back, this is a whole, like, these are 20 years old now, but we used to get things like the Harry Potter books and stuff like that. We had them in the library for the day it would be available in a bookstore. So we could lend it out the day you could buy it. Now, you could go buy it, read it, lend it to your friend. They could read it, lend it to another friend. And that's where we were, but we should be getting back to having the books available when they're hitting their stores.
Okay, thank you for that. So when did Baker and them disappear? So this has been a, because I guess I really look at this I look at this as a critical supply chain issue, because one of the things that obviously we do as a library is provide those books, and so I look at that as a serious breakdown. How long has that been going on?
We got wind that it was possibly going to happen in the summer, and it happened in about September.
Wow.
Someone stepped in to try to buy them, but they're currently being sued by OCLC, who provides MARC records. And when OCLC immediately added the buyer to their lawsuit, the buyer said, yeah, no.
Interesting. Okay, and then the other question I had, Danny, is in regards to the cloud library, if the additional upgrades that they're going to be making is not going to be one that's going to make the online subscribers happy because of more offerings, what value is it bringing?
Okay, the thing that people don't like about cloud library is the lack of Kindle access. And so they're not bringing back, their cloud library is not offering Kindle. The people who own cloud library and Amazon are free to make a business deal if they wish. This is strictly an Amazon issue. This is not a cloud library issue. They're not striking the deal that Amazon wants. They're bringing enhancements to the user experience and the ability to recommend books and the ability to get recommendations and such will be coming up. But it's literally just the Kindle issue. And when we left back in summer of 23, Overdrive was purchased by a venture capital company who has no library interest whatsoever. And being concerned about the longevity of Overdrive, now in their fourth year with a company that generally keeps companies for about 5 years before dismantling them completely, we went with Cloud Library because they're owned by a company that actually is in the library business. It's a nonprofit that is in the library business. So we went with them, figuring that they had our interest at heart. They had our interest at heart more than the other company did.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I know several of us have had phone calls from patrons about the issue with Kindle. Do you know or have any update on what that roadmap looks like? Is it?
I don't know what the roadmap looks like. I do know that Cloud Library reaches out to Amazon on a pretty regular basis about this. But Amazon, in addition to wanting to step in to replace Baker and Taylor in the supply chain, keeps entertaining the possibility of also stepping in to be an ebook and audiobook supplier to libraries, which would put them at direct odds with both Overdrive and Cloud Library.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Thank you. Those are all my questions. Any other questions for Mr. Lynn? Thank you, Danny. Ms. Dawn.
All right. At the current time, we only have 4 vacancies within our system, including 1 LA1 position, 1 LTA3 position, and 2 LTA1 positions. Within the last 2 months, we've hired 6 LTA1s and promoted 7 staff members, including 4 who were promoted to librarians and 3 who were promoted to LA1s. So at the current time, we are 100% staffed in our librarian classification. I attended the Friends Monthly Board meeting in December and the Bayou Land meeting and the Summer Reading Challenge kickoff meeting in January. Our summer reading kickoff will be on Saturday, June 6th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the South Regional Library. And we're really excited about this year's Summer Reading Challenge theme, which is Unearth a Story. Who doesn't love dinosaurs? In December, we had a total of 53,580 visitors use our libraries and our drive-thrus. We had 121,063 total checkouts. We had 5,482 patrons attend 311 programs. The bookmobile made 24 stops, had 385 patron visits, and 46 homebound deliveries were made.
Fantastic. Any questions for Ms. Dawn? All right, back to Mr. Danny for
and back.
Facilities.
Okay, so the elevator modernization elevator modernization project for the main library is currently out for bid. A pre-bid meeting is scheduled for January 21st with the bid opening scheduled for February 5th. HVAC equipment has been installed for the South Regional renovation project. The library may replace the mini split unit for the data closet. The unit died and was not originally part of the project. Study rooms are getting upgrades such as paint and wall finishes and carpet starting next week. The project should be completed by spring of this year. The re-roofing project at South is progressing quickly. The contractor continues to move the project forward on an accelerated timeline. South Regional Manager and staff at this location have been integral to this project by helping coordinate and adjusting to the many interruptions by closing off various areas of the building while maintaining public access and programs during peak holiday season. During the moving process at North, Larry identified dormant mold behind exterior walls that were covered with wallpaper. Professionals have investigated and tested the air. The air quality is good as the mold was contained behind the wallpaper. This is going to delay the start of the renovation project since professional remediation is required before the interior work can be done. This is being addressed through a consultant and remediation specialist engaged by the general contractor through a change order. Once remediation is complete, the project is expected to regain momentum and visible progress will resume. We got an email today. They're getting ready to start setting up the staging area outside, and hopefully February 9th will be the start date, and they'll have 330 calendar days to finish at that point. Northeast Library, Larry and I attended a meeting with the CAO. Getting it in line. Holy Rosary, Lafayette Economic Development, and the engineer for Public Works, and they are finalizing where everyone is actually going to be on this property. Since Holy Rosary has their plans, and then Lita will be on the property near us, and they are figuring out shared infrastructure because they know that all of that will have to be lined up and clearly defined because our money can only be used for us, for the library. So, got an email today from the engineer. She is working on getting a legal description for the land that we're going to be sitting on, and that is something we've been waiting to hear. So at that point in time, they're definitely moving forward on all of this. It feels a little frustrating when you're not sure who's in what order. So that's moving forward, and we need the legal description in order to be able to have a contract with Maureen, the architect, when we move to her as primary. So that's where the buildings are. And we also had a water main break at Main last week, so that was delightful. And the Martin Luther King Center had rodent problems, so we closed the Butler branch of the library for a little while. But that rodent problem is over, so the Butler branch of the library will be opening Tuesday. Not this Tuesday, next Tuesday. So that's the buildings. Revenues for fiscal year 25-26, beginning this past November and ending October of this year, are at $3.8 million, and expenses are at $1.8 million. A large one-time expense of $930,000 has not yet posted related to employee benefits for group health and workers' comp. This would bring expenses to $2.7 million. This is on par with last year. Compared to December of 24, revenues were $61,000 and expenses were $2.6 million. Tax collections and deposits were delayed at this point in time last year.
Thank you, sir. Any questions for Mr. Galane? Go easy on him. Mr. Larry's not here.
My only question is, for each one of these projects, Main Library, South Regional Library, North Regional Library, do you have timelines for when these are trying to be completed?
Okay, so South, we had delayed both the work on South and North for a while. So South, we're looking at completion, like I said, in spring. North, because they haven't started yet, if they start on time on February 9th, weather permitting, they have 330 calendar days. So North's renovation should be finished by the end of 2026. Now, North will also get an expansion, but that should not stop North from reopening before the end of 2026. The expansion is done on the outside of the building and it's connected to it. We don't have a time frame on the expansion because that was taken off the table and has been put back on the table. Northeast, I have nothing. The elevators, though, should take less than a year. So we should, by this time next year, we should have been in South for about 8 months. We should be done with the renovation for North, and we should have new elevators.
Thank you.
If you ask those questions again next month, Larry might contradict me.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for your honesty. Any other questions? All right. Before we move into our next item on our agenda, just for the record, I do want to say we do have Ms. Rosalind, Mr. Eric, Mr. Chris, and Ms. Ella, and myself, Alan Moore. Rena and Daniel are out, and of course, Mr. Stewart, our legal counsel, is also present. So at this point, if you would please take a few moments to do your last-minute reviews of the minutes for the November 17th regular board meeting. Please pay special attention as we do have two meeting minutes in your packets. Be sure you grab the one for the special for the regular board meeting first.
Mr. President, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes of the November 17, 2025 regular board meeting.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. Ms. Ella has motioned. Mr. Chris has seconded. Do we have any comments?
Melanie Brevis.
Melanie Brevis, Lafayette Parish. I would like the minutes to be amended. I'm submitting this change and I'm giving some of the history to it, to include the fact that while Erasto Padron was thanked for his service to the board by two board members, it's not clear for what. Mr. Padron actually missed a total of 8 minutes meetings from October 2024 to September 2025. He was absent from the October and November 2024 meetings and from the January, March, April, May, August, and September 2025 meetings. Mr. Padron remained on the board despite what your own library board of bylaws state. Article 2, Section 4 states, any board member who misses 4 board meetings in any 12-month period shall be deemed to have resigned from the board and shall be automatically deemed removed from the board. This bylaw states no exceptions for business or family-related matters. It further goes on to state, in that instance, the president of the board shall promptly notify the clerk of the council of the resignation. The parish council shall appoint a replacement member to fill the unexpired term of the resigned board member. The fact that Mr. Padron was an absentee board member was brought to the attention of the board's attorney, Stuart Groh, on April 25th. His response on May 13th was that the subject provision of the bylaws has never been approved or ratified by the parish council. Now, I don't know what the purpose of the bylaws are if they can't be enforced, and Mr. Groh has no problem referencing the bylaws in other matters, like during election of officers, but the fact remains that you had a board member, appointed like many others by the trio of Gilbo, Tabor, and Carlson, who missed 8 out of 12 meetings in a 12-month period and started off the next 12-month period by missing one more. Mr. Padron was appointed over other, and some might say other more qualified candidates, yet missed 2/3 of the meetings this past year. How is that someone who's effectively serving the libraries and the public's best interest if he's not at the meetings to give input and vote? How is that someone who should be thanked for their service? I would also like to remind the board that at the April 19th, 2021 Board of Control meeting, these bylaws were approved by the board after their legal counsel at the time, Mike Hebert, made changes he thought were appropriate. So if this was something that was worked on in consult with the board's own attorney, why is it not enforceable? Thank you.
That's it.
Okay. Before we move on and I call for the vote, I would just like to make a generic comment here in the sense that Mr. Rasto was absent for military duties and was excused, but we do thank you for those comments. Okay, we have a motion and we also have a second to approve the minutes of the November 17th regular board meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Motion carries. And we'll move on to the review of the minutes for the November 19th special board meeting, please.
I would like to make a motion to approve the minutes of the special meeting of the Lafayette Public Library Board of Control on November 19th, 2025.
Second. We have a motion and a second. A motion by Ms. Christopher, second by Mr. Eric. Do we have any comments? All right, we do not have any comments. All those in favor of approving the minutes for November 19th special board meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the ayes have it, the motion carries. We do have an item of new business this evening, our library book discards. Board will be asked to take action related to the disposition of books. Do we have a motion for the book discards?
Mr. Allen.
Yes, sir.
May I be recognized?
Please.
Mr. Glam. Now, considering the disruption in the supply chain of books, would it be prudent for us to hold off discarding books?
The books that we're discarding are books that haven't circulated in a year or more. They don't have holds on them, and it's not the only copy of a book in those cases. And the other part of the books that we're discarding are books that are not in good enough shape to remain on the shelves. And we are perpetually behind in weeding. So my personal opinion is no. It would still make sense to weed the books.
Thank you.
I have a follow-up question, not so much about not discarding, but what percentage of the books does this particular discard represent? And it's okay if you don't have an absolute number.
I can make a good guess. So this is 0.5%.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to get you to share that so that we know we're not losing like essential books. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Do we have a motion to discard these books?
A motion for us to discard the books.
Okay.
Just read that.
Yep.
A motion for the library to discard 2,954 books having been out of use for over a year due to the books being superseded, obsolete, unused, or otherwise unnecessary.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second by Ms. Rosalind and a second by Mr. Chris. Do we have any public comment? No public comment. All those in favor of the book discard motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? One abstained. The motion carries. We do have a couple of announcements that we'd like to make. Reminder that the next library board meeting will be Monday, February 9th. Also that the personal financial disclosures are due on or before May 1st, 26. And a reminder that the yearly ethics training and sexual harassment training must be completed before December 31st, 2026. Ms. Danny will be sending out an email with links to all of said requirements. Should you have any questions, feel free to get with her. So at this point, do we have any comments from the public on any other library matters not on the agenda?
Yes.
Okay.
Melanie Brevis.
First, just Melanie Brevis, Lafayette Parish. First, just to clarify regarding Mr. Padron, there is no exception in the bylaws for missing due to military service. And second, if that was why didn't Mr. Bro provide this as the reason? Something else I would like to address is the unevenness of the meeting minutes. In the August and September minutes, Alan Moore is quoted word for word during his speeches. Yet in the October meeting minutes, after 12 members of the public refuted portions of what Mr. Moore said, the only mention in the minutes is that these people commented. How can you claim to want to, quote, sharpen truth against error in the public square of unity when your statements are documented word for word in public record but ours are not? How is that civil discourse if we are not on an equal playing field? And the fact is that 12 members of the public showed up, gave their comments, and their comments were never acknowledged by the board, which I guess means the board really didn't have a good response to any of the many points that were made. Also at the October meeting, Mr. Kelly made the bizarre claim that this was his first board election. Let the record show that Mr. Kelly was elected president for 2 years and was present for both of those elections as well as the 2022 elections. I don't know what he meant by this. Maybe it's some kind of code like when he claimed never to have heard of Michael Lunsford. It should also be noted, Mr. Bro, that Mr. Kelly has also missed 5 meetings in a 12-month period, March, June, August, November, and now this meeting, January. Does Mr. Kelly have a military excuse as well? Thirdly, Northeast Regional Library, please get behind it. The entire parish council voted to move forward with the project. Stop speaking out in opposition and support this project that you claim to have wanted since 2021. And finally, in the spirit of unity, support the millage. You may not be able to tell people how to vote, but you can get out there and tell people that the library is necessary. If need be, just hand them the transcripts from the September meeting since everything is in there. Stop saying there were ever inappropriate materials in the children's section. Tell them that, in fact, there has been a long-standing policy that the library does not purchase anything meeting the definition of pornographic. Let them know that the library system does need this money and does not have any to spare. Let them know that the North Side is finally getting a much-deserved library. Admit that the many misconceptions about the library and librarians that have been said over the past 5 years are false.
Melanie Champagne.
Melanie Champagne, Lafayette Parish. I was really hoping for a moral reasoning that perhaps we would get some clarification of why diversity was removed from the mission statement. I think this is about a year that I've been asking this question. So in the spirit of transparency, I would ask that we understand why free and equitable, equal and diversity was taken out of the mission statement. And I would like to second that the Cloud Library has such few choices that I've had to get library cards in another place because there's nothing, very little titles compared to Libby before. So I look forward to your explanation as to why the mission statement took off those three words. And I would like to note that we did pray for Charlie Kirk, and as that is appropriate, I guess that's fine. But I would like to mention, I noticed that we did not say anything about the murder of Renee Good. And that is it. Thank you.
Lynette Mejia.
Lynette Mejia, Lafayette Parish. I just wanted to make a couple of comments about the board attendance. It's extremely frustrating from our point of view when the bylaws are referenced for various items throughout the year, but when there's a clear violation of those bylaws, if it's not in your interest to call it out, then it's just ignored. If you feel that there should be a reason that people should be excused from attending library board meetings, then you need to change the bylaws to reflect that, that there are exceptions for military service or wherever Mr. Kelly is every month. I'll point out, as Melanie did, that Mr. Kelly has now missed 5 of the last 12 meetings, and it's extremely difficult, from my point of view, for you all to do an effective job if you're not here. We're told again and again that you all should be commended because you're volunteering for this position. That's great, but that does no good if you don't show up to the meetings. So, thank you.
Virginia McWhorter.
Virginia McWhorter, Lafayette Parish. It's okay? Okay. What I'm really going to make one extraneous remark. I just don't like to hear...
Speak in the mic, please.
I don't like to hear people being judged for the amount of work or the quality of their work, necessarily by what meetings they may or may not have attended, because I know that volunteer positions are very time consuming. There's a lot of work that y'all do behind the scenes. Number two, I don't want to bring up a can of worms, and I've absolutely been here long enough to have known some of the real impediments that we've had to get in the library for the north side. And I'm not at all against having a north side library, because in fact I would have had grandchildren who would have benefited from a position there over the years. But I'm just wondering what a clusterfuck this whole thing of moving the site has been. And I want to know what is happening with the disposition of the money that was spent on the site that was originally going to house the library. I haven't really heard anything about it in these meetings, and I don't know if there's another appropriate organization or people that I should be inquiring from. Thank you.
Kara Chance.
Good evening, I'm Kara Chance. Pretty much talking off the top of my head tonight. I want to address some comments made on August the 4th by Mr. Moore in response to comments that I had made in an earlier meeting. Specifically, he said, there is no inappropriate material in the children's section. With that being said, there most certainly has been on more than one occasion inappropriate material in the children's section. Firstly, if you're going to make accusations, then the onus is on you to present evidence of those accusations. The reasons that I named, the three books that I named, was because Robert Judge read from those books and he projected the images from those books onto the big screen. The books from which he read and the books whose images were projected were never in the children's section. If you make a claim that there were inappropriate books in the children's section, then I would like to know what they are. Because these are the horrible, sexually inexplicit books that are now in the adult section. Story of Me, It's So Amazing, H- HelloFlow, the guide, period. Puberty is gross, but also really awesome. These books are very, very different from the books that we were portrayed as having in the children's section. Again, if you're going to accuse us of things like that, then we deserve to see some evidence of which inappropriate books you are claiming were in the children's section. Secondly, later on you say that no one has ever misaligned to the librarians. People were shouting out rumor during meetings. On September the 19th of 2022, a patron stood at the mic and was given mic time without interruption to explicitly justify why he called librarians groomers. Outside of that, any kind of statement made by the board that says that there is gross sexual explicit material in the children's section put there by the librarians is justifying and bolstering that claim. So like I said, these are the books. Where's your evidence? Thank you.
That's it.
Okay. I would like to make a couple of comments before we close out here. First off, I do believe that there is credence to some of the attendance that has been called to the forefront, and I appreciate that. We will definitely be looking into that further and have some internal discussion, number one. Number two, I would like to remind everyone that we want to maintain some professional decorum in here. Just ask that we abstain from any type of profanities or interrupting people or making adverse comments while people are at the podium, and just be respectful if you don't mind. And I definitely appreciate that. So with that,
Mr. Moore.
Yes, sir.
May I make a statement about the property?
Please.
Okay. So at the end of the year, we received an email from the CFO's office, the end of the calendar year, not the fiscal year, that at some point early in 26, that land will be marked off as surplus, at which point it will be sold, and that money will return to the library.
Thank you, sir.
Now, I have a question for Stuart, if I could ask it.
Yes, sir, please.
So in regards to public comments, because I know it's been mentioned several times on the minutes for minutes to be amended, or comments being made not in a meeting to be amended to a previous meeting, and for public comments to be documented, as it relates to Rob's Rules of Order, are we required to document public comment outside of just saying a comment was made?
I don't believe so. To answer your question authoritatively, I need to look at what Robert's Rules of Order says. But no, I don't believe that there's any requirement that comments be detailed as to each specific comment and what everybody said. That's never been the practice of the library. I think that it's a matter of how the board wants the minutes to appear.
Okay. And I thank you, the patron, for asking that. So thank you for your comments. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you, Mr. Chris. Anything else before we pray and adjourn? All right, everyone, please stand. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come together, continue to move forward in fostering a healthy library system. I ask that you would just be with everyone as they go toward their homes. Lord, I ask that you would give us wisdom and understanding as we deal with all the various opportunities, issues, and challenges that we have to make this a better place for our children, our grandchildren, and all of those citizens of Lafayette Parish. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.